heard about him.
That's right. From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday, a podcast about your worst wedding, your worst funeral, worst bachelor party, bachelorette party, party, family gathering, or mother-in-law story. Why the fuck isn't anybody talking about their mother-in-laws? Everybody knows they hate that bitch. So today we have a very special guest. We have Jay.
Hey, this is a pleasure. This is one of my buddies. His name's Scott Albright. He is a promoter, or more of an agent.
He's not a promoter. I'm an agent.
An agent. He's the guy who the promoters call up and beg to get his people to come and do their conventions and stuff like that. We had Tiffany on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Tiffany, yeah. Yeah, Tiffany, yeah. She's beautiful.
And she is under his tutelage to learn
what to do. Is
that right?
Yeah, Tiffany is wonderful. Yeah. She's fantastic.
Yeah, so we have Scott, and he is wonderful. And you know what? I look forward to seeing him every time. We went down to Louisville, and he took us to a place called the Liquor Barn.
Yeah.
And we found out that booze in Louisville is about 1.5 times the – they wanted like $24 for a case of Coors Light.
What?
That's not like any barn party I've been to.
Yeah.
That's way too high.
And Coors Light's way too classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Natty Light.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, Paul.
It sucks.
But I always look forward to it. And his beautiful fiance is from Czechoslovakia, so we get to bond over that.
She's a Czech.
Good work.
Yeah.
Awesome. How much did that cost you?
Oh, come on. Those girls are beautiful.
No, that ain't right.
$7.99 on eBay.
There you go.
And you just went to Poland a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in Poland at the end of, what was that, May? Yeah, at the end of April, because I had back surgery right after that.
Yeah, because I tried to get you on, but you wouldn't come on because you were all loopy from drugs.
Did you have to go to Poland because of our poor healthcare?
I just took a hydrocodone just not 10 minutes before you called, so it'll get interesting.
Which is 10 cents in Poland.
Yeah. I chose a different substance.
Yeah.
He got a
suitcase full of hydrocodone over there.
Awesome. Kentucky. Woo, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Here's $1.50. I'm buying that house.
He's in a good part of Kentucky.
Yeah.
There's a good part of Kentucky.
I love Kentucky.
We're not in the eastern part where, you know, everybody hates the gays. We're from Louisville, the more acceptable part of
Kentucky.
And
that's how Scott sucked his first.
No, Scott's a really good. Scott's a really good dude.
So I could actually suck my first, Yeah.
Scott's a really good dude, and you know what?
I love it. He's already a player with it. Yeah. I like that. Like, he's already playing along. That's awesome.
You know, he's a good dude because, like,
you can't offend me.
Even though he's an agent, if we need someone to make like announcements or something, Scott will just grab the mic before we can even say, "Hey, that's my job," and he'll make the announcement.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you know what? I'm one of those guys who like to hear me, too.
I'm a team player.
I really like to hear me. Like, if there's a microphone around, I'm going to grab it.
But unlike you, he's interesting.
No. Well, that might be true.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
Jay Repsol sending me messages right now. How about that?
Oh, Jay is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you walking around your backyard for?
Because he just had back surgery and has to walk around her.
Yeah,
shit'll tighten up.
It's loud in the house, you know. I'm in the country. I live on a farm. It's nice to be outside.
He's got
a beautiful yard.
He's got like 16 dogs.
Oh my god. Yeah.
No, he's got like 3.
Yeah.
That's good
no,
too.
I don't. Right. I've got 3. So we have 2 dogs that live in the house. But we have if you look straight back there, that's our barn. And we have a dog back there that lives with our goats. So she's a guardian dog.
Goats?
And then we have some ducks and turkeys and chickens. And
well, he's from Kentucky. They have
all
kinds of good shit.
Everyone in Kentucky has a goat.
Yeah, I like goats. Well, Billy
yeah,
goats are
Indiana,
Billy goats are a little rough.
What's that? Now
we moved to we live in Indiana. We live about an hour north of Louisville now.
Oh, you're in Indiana. My bad.
Yeah, we moved out of Kentucky just about a year and a half ago.
We got a nice farm.
We decided to get out of the city.
I think I upset the host because I'm talking too much. I took my microphone.
No,
away.
We're fine. No, we only have 3 microphones, so you get to share it with me.
Nobody likes Drunk Peg.
Everybody loves Drunk Peg.
Not this guy.
Here's Judy. Here's the guardian dog. Hi, Judy.
Aw, Judy.
For you folks who can't see, Judy is some sort of lab.
How about the goats?
She's so, god damn it. She's a Great Pyrenees.
Okay, she's some sort of Great Pyrenees.
Oh, that's amazing. I used to have a Rhodesian Ridgeback. Also amazing.
Oh, that's a pretty dog. Yeah.
He loved him so much. He used to steal sticks of butter off the counter.
Yeah, who doesn't?
God. Yeah, I mean.
He died of cholesterol.
He butter in the house.
He did. Hey. No, he really did.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, he died at the age of 7 weeks.
The vet yelled at me because of his cholesterol. I'm not making that up.
That's sad and funny all at once.
I didn't know dogs could have high cholesterol.
Yes.
So, well, there's a first.
Yeah, he had super high cholesterol, and the vet's like, you need to quit feeding him people food.
We're all about teaching people new stuff. So, see, you have come on here and learned something new.
Yeah.
So you have billy goats.
Yeah, yeah,
you have billy
yeah.
goats.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have billy goats?
What's that?
Do you have billy goats?
No, I actually have, I have one, pygmy male. He's a weather. He's been neutered. Basically, and then I have two female Nigerian dwarfs.
Nice. My ex-boyfriend actually had a pygmy goat and a Nigerian dwarf goat, but they were both billy goats. And they're disgusting. They're disgusting.
But that was interesting.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
Yeah, they piss all over their face.
They piss on their own faces. It's like the worst porn you've ever seen.
Yeah.
The things you miss when you go up to go pee.
Huh. Sounds like my honeymoon.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have billy goats. Thank God you know the difference.
Actually, no, my wife is very lovely.
Obviously, you've never been to Tijuana.
Do you wanna go to Tijuana?
It was awful.
Are you an agent for those shows as well?
What was that?
Are you the agent for those shows as well? You really need
Consuela.
And
we need to talk about that tomorrow.
Well, there's a nice pony show that you can go to in Tijuana that I've seen.
Who's all kidding? I would go see
those
that.
Goats beat that pony show any day of the week.
Mm.
Those goats are disgusting.
What was that movie? What was that movie that you eat?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
No, the it was Rob Schneider, where the dad is
the animal.
Yeah, the animal where he's like Bangkok Betty. That's what they called your mom back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, we picked those dollars up off that stage, and she said goodbye to that pony forever.
So,
I've never seen that one.
Yes.
Until later.
Bangkok, man. He's like, Mom?
That's great.
Good God. Rob Schneider. You know, he's got his golden moments.
You know, he blocked me on Twitter.
He blocked you?
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know why. I'm like, I got a new phone. I was like, I went to say, oh, Rob Schneider is one of my, and it's like,
that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I took a picture of it, and it's like, you're blocked from Rob Schneider. I'm like, what the fuck did I do to Rob Schneider?
Actually.
Oh, that's the best story ever.
Yeah, like, I don't even think I said anything to him.
That's my best, worst vacation right there.
It might even have been like, hi, you know, like, I don't even talk to my heroes, you know, I just don't even, but it's like, you're blocked from him. Like,
Jesus, he's touchy.
I don't know. Let me see if I can find
it. So have your clients blocked you on Twitter as well?
Oh, God.
Me? No, I blocked one ex-client on Instagram just because he's annoying as fuck. That's about it. Yeah, he got an attitude with me on the phone, and I told him he can find new representation and eat a bag of dicks, and basically.
Well, you do have a way with words. You're like a poet. Media.
I actually told a guy I went to high school with last night.
What was that?
To suck my dick because he started to fuck with me because I said I liked a particular cookie.
A cookie?
So you know what? You gotta just keep it real.
Sometimes.
I would say that guy is probably doing the same thing now that he did in high school.
Eating a bag of dicks?
Well, we are in the Illinois Valley.
Well, I know. He was...
Yeah, he's just literally he's sucking kind of dicks. That's it. Just.
So how many clients are you up to?
He's in the porta potty sucking dicks after every concert.
Yeah. So how many clients are you up to now? Because I know you have a new one since we've last talked. Well, sort of. Talked in person.
Yeah. So we yeah, we, personally, I couldn't tell you how many I have. I'm starting to delegate some of the, I don't want to use the term smaller clients because there is no small client. But, you know, we've got some new agents that work for us. Tiffany is obviously one of them.
He played Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard.
And, so we're letting them take the reins on some of the other clients.
You're delegating.
Personally, just on more of the larger ones.
So and, do you have Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard?
No, but he's got the Super Trooper guys.
You got Broken Lizard?
Shut up.
I have Eric Stolhansky who plays Rabbit, and I've got Paul Soder who plays Foster.
No
and we're
shit.
We're trying to work some comedy deals for the other three members.
Good work.
I got their pops. That's as close as I've come to them.
And how much would it cost me to put them on my podcast?
Oh, I have no idea. I have talked to them about that.
And just to let you know, I literally have tens of dollars to pay.
You do not. We have 2 cents.
You know, if I catch them at a con here in the next couple weeks, we have them at a few cons throughout the year. If I can get on a night that you're airing, let Jay get a hold of me and let me know, and I'll try to get them on the podcast for a quick minute.
Literally, this podcast has no shit made $1.02.
That's $1.02 more than my art gallery.
So, you know, it's not that I'm in it for the money. I'm just telling you, it's not really that I'm in it for the money.
If you get Cooter on the line, I'll go
yeah,
handsies.
No, I understand. I completely understand.
Well, so what stories do you have for us?
Yeah, line us up, bro.
Because I know you have
some
exciting news. But we'll go to the stories.
Well, let me tell you real quick. Jay and I talked about something I wanted to say. You got any wrestling fans that listen to this at all? Do you know?
We do not.
Well, it's there. We do. We always have wrestling
fans. I'm a wrestling fan.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Did you say wrestling?
Yes. You're an
idiot. I thought you said Redskin fan.
Well, no, wrestling.
Wrestling. Yes.
Yeah.
Tons of action.
No, wrestling. It's the fucking hick accent. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You fucking Kentucky backwoods fucking not okay, go ahead.
Oh, come on.
He's in South Indiana now.
South Indiana. Hey, I'm Colts represent.
My best moment was when I met Ric Flair. Come on.
Woo!
Woo!
I think July 7th and 8th, this is the first time it's ever happened in the States, actually. We signed and we have WWE superstar Goldust.
Goldust! I love Goldust!
Comic-Con in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's the coolest thing I've got for you tonight as far as my business. We have a ton of stuff. We have Super Troopers. We have so many bookings this summer that...
You're going to be gone all weekend. Every weekend.
Really canceled it, unfortunately.
Who's that? Who canceled?
What?
What'd you say?
No. Fest of Anarchy.
I was hoping
I would be at Fest of Anarchy this year, but...
Yeah.
Well, we canceled it because you weren't going to be there.
Is that not on?
No, we had... tickets were just because Well, I don't want to get into it, but let's just say ticket sales were low because those guys were oversaturating the market.
What a drag, because that was a lot of fun.
But we do have X-Fest that will be this...
Awesome.
Now, X-Fest went over really well.
Good. Yeah, it did. Yeah. I was really hoping Fest of Anarchy would happen, but yeah, those guys are extremely oversaturated.
You can't go anywhere without seeing Ryan Hurst.
Me and Bobby Elvis have a relationship.
Hey,
I'd want to see him
guys.
Again.
Bobby Elvis would have a relationship with most anyone.
Jesus. That's what I looked like earlier today at Beck's.
Hi.
Yeah, Bobby Elvis and me. All I need to get him back here in the Illinois Valley one more time, and now my dreams are just exploded all over.
No,
the
my wall. Dogs were out earlier. I would have known if they went by.
Get that goat out.
Ride it.
If I had a dollar.
People love goats. You know what viewers like?
Where's it up this way?
Viewers like
okay.
goats.
I'm not kidding.
He's got a guy with a shotgun on him. Hold on.
Why did somebody? Well, of course, he's in Indiana. Which is
all right.
Kentucky.
Thanks.
Just like something.
What's going on?
That's great.
What? What just happened? Did you have a shotgun on you?
No, it just makes for an exciting podcast, Pa.
Oh,
pay attention.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, Jay just
We're
said.
Just making your life more exciting
yeah,
then.
It's an exciting podcast. No, last time a gun was pulled on me, the guy died. So now I haven't had a shotgun pulled on me, or you know. No, somebody had some dogs running through the yard or something. I don't fucking know, man. I'm in backwoods Indiana. Who fuck knows?
Ask him if he's ever been in jail for beating up a bitch who wouldn't let him in his house.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Peg has.
I actually have never been arrested. Good I used to be you. A law enforcement officer. And I did work in the jail for a short period of time.
I'm
that
sorry.
Was fucking interesting.
I'm so I bet. Sorry.
Oh, man, yeah. So I worked on the psych floor. Here's a funny story. I worked on the psych floor.
Nice.
We're all the psychopaths, basically. So you had J2 psych side and female side. And so the psych side, they had a gap under the doors, right? So it's a single cell. So they're all single cells. So under the doors, there was like a 4-inch gap, 3.5-inch gap under the doors between the door and the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these nasty, nasty motherfuckers would roll up their poop into a little ball. And when you would walk past the doors, they would flick them at you after they hardened up, so they hit your boots. So you always had to take like a big leaping jump over the door.
My big brother's a prison guard in a psych ward in one of the worst prisons in the state, and he tells the exact same stories like that, but not in front of my mom.
Yeah.
But I love to hear how they make wine in prison, how they do the prison spread. I love their cuisine. But yeah, the psych ward's
tough. Chicken patties were the shit.
Have you ever gotten the recipe and made pruno at home?
Pruno? High five.
No. No. There was another guy. I guess the only other interesting story I've got from my time in the jail, there was a guy also on the psych side. Well, I have another one after that. It's fucked up, though. So this one, the guy, his name was Chin. That was his last name. And he walked backwards. That's all he did. He walked backwards, right?
And he walked backwards.
And he would only...
I bet they did.
Yeah, he walked backwards. In his single cell, he would just walk backwards. And then when you'd go in to get him out or, like, take him to take a shower or something, he'd turn around, and the dude was like a judo fucking master, like, legit. And he would turn around and just square up on you and just beat the fuck out of you.
That sounds great.
So basically, we put him on, like, we took all of his clothes and shit. He's on suicide watch. And he had a mattress on the floor. That's all he had. Because he reached a certain level of suicide watch, he could have a mattress again. Well, apparently he cut his mattress open so he could wear it like a suit. Right? So he had
awesome.
A mattress suit.
Mattress
the
man!
The issue is
I
when we went
creativity.
In to hit him with the shield.
I am mattress man.
He had filled his suit.
With shit.
He had filled his mattress suit. With human feces.
No.
In certain circles in
so
Paris, that would like
shield,
draw crowds.
Yeah, it exploded.
Shit exploded
everywhere when we hit him with the shield. Yeah, it was a shit bomb. Yeah.
So it was like hitting a June bug.
Yeah.
People would pay to see that.
It was like hitting a
Berlin.
Giant June bug.
I'm kidding. That guy would. Be
That's
famous.
Pretty fucking gross.
He's the Banksy
yeah,
of Berlin.
Yeah, it was fucking bad.
Banksy.
Yeah.
Robert Chin.
He should go
to
the
probably,
arts.
He'll probably look me up
arts.
And sue me for telling that story.
Yeah, exactly. She runs a gallery. Like, you could actually, like, that mattress would sell for, like, $20,000.
Folks, he'll be in her white trash gallery.
Exactly. Tell him to come see me, and I'll put him in a performance art piece. Because that sounds awesome.
Feces moth.
Other than the feces part, but I'm an old nurse, so I don't care. I'll be all right. Glove up.
Yeah, you're okay with it.
Well, not really, but...
That's disgusting.
The only other fucked up thing, and I don't know if you want to hear this one or not.
Oh, we do.
Tell you anyways,
yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, before you ask that question, just realize, yes.
We do.
Yeah, we do. We want to hear that.
All right. So basically what happened, I was working on the old jail side, which is above the courthouse, and it's the fifth floor. So the fifth floor and the sixth floor are for convicted inmates that are headed to prison. They've already been convicted and charged, so they're going to prison, right?
Right.
So I'm on the fifth floor, and it's nighttime. And we just put this new kid in the cell about midway through the day, and we're almost done with our shift. And there's none of the lights worked at night in the cell. So this black dude comes out, and he was... That sounds horrible. But he was so black, you couldn't see him, right?
He's either white or black. That's not racist.
The visual I have is horrible.
You couldn't see. Yeah, you gotta be careful nowadays.
No, that's a description.
So
this guy of non-discriminant color comes out and...
God. Yep. What happened?
He appears at the window and he's like, "Hey, man, you ever seen a young white boy get fucking raped?" And we're like, "What? Like, what? Get the what, dude?" Because we just put a young white dude in that cell, in the door.
No.
And so we yanked him out and fucking questioned him and put him off. And by God, by the time the next shift came in, they put him back in there. And the next day we come in, and that kid we put in there, that young white dude that we put in there, was down on the med floor for getting fucking raped.
Oh, no.
So that is the most fucked up thing that's ever happened to me, ever.
Hey, Blake, you got another life. Army guy in here with you. So listen up.
So you missed the show.
Wow, that's nasty.
You missed the show is what you're saying.
So you missed the show. Yeah, exactly.
Why would I want to see that?
Why did you not, like, throw some lotion in for him or something? You know, I mean, he didn't have to be a dick.
No, that's pretty racist right there.
What's that? Throw lotion in?
Because you know what black guys like to use.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Don't knock it.
Don't talk about skin moisturizing products.
And here's the thing. Who's to say it was rape anyway? You know, that's all I'm saying. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been consensual
this
nowadays.
This podcast took a dark turn.
Yeah, that wasn't a dark turn.
I'm not trying to be racist.
Sorry.
We're not racist.
Sorry.
I've got two prison guard brothers. You're not telling me that I've never heard before.
I know, Blake, there's nothing better than a sock and a cock.
they have some shit, and they keep it from their little sister, but I've always wanted to hear these sort of things because I'm dirty and disgusting.
we have Blake from the Noise Pollution Podcast that's joining us on Facebook Live. He's watching us, and he wants to say hi. He's another Army guy. He told a story about if you want to be in the Army, all you see is guys with socks and cocks. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
He must have been in the 82nd Airborne then.
Were you in the 82nd Airborne, Blake? I can't remember.
Nailed it.
No. I know he made him, nothing wraps up at Wednesday like a story about sodomy.
Like coffee in the morning.
That was Paul. Yeah. No, Blake says. So, no, Blake had he found a picture of some guy's junk, and his officer made him, like, carry this guy's junk around in his pocket. And every time they came to formation, he had to present this guy's cock in front of formation.
Oh. What are you talking about?
This is a previous podcast.
It's like World War II or something?
He carried it for like 3 years or something. Yeah. Was it like 3 years?
Yeah. He's only listed for a year and a half.
He's with a second ID.
Is he talking about World War?
Oh, really? Was he second ID stateside or Korea? I was in Korea.
I think did you go to Korea? I think you went to Korea, didn't you? Yep. Yeah, he went to Korea.
Did you really?
Ironically, Blake, it
yeah,
was.
Blake went to Korea.
Ironically, Blake, it was Scott's cock.
Yeah, it was Scott's cock.
My dad served in the Korean War.
My dad did too.
Washington. He was in Washington.
America. And I also paint I paint pictures of the leaders of Korea like crazy, and I don't know why. Because my dad and my brother both served in Korea. I don't know. Some Korean man painted a portrait of me when I was 3 years old. I think it's just some sort of psychological problem.
You're getting back at him.
There you go. All right. So
what army stories do you have?
Served in Korea when there was still a whorehouse on.
Mystery has been solved finally.
Those Koreans can drink.
Yes, it has, buddy.
Those Koreans can drink, though, right? They can drink.
Sake.
Yeah, that soju will fuck you up.
They can drink.
Sake is Japanese.
Soju fucks you up. Yeah.
Sake.
Well, is there booze like made out of cabbage?
No, that's
kimchi.
It's a rice wine.
That's good. I like kimchi.
Yeah, sake is a rice wine too. It's horrible.
It's awesome, and it will fuck you up.
So, what military stories do you have?
They used to mix it with like pineapple juice and Kool-Aid to give it a better flavor for us pussy Americans.
Now, see, I like a scotch called Buchanan's. And it's got this great smoky flavor to it. And then Jay bought me a bottle of it. And it turns out he's like, hey, when he's buying it, he's like,
Is
your friend Mexican? He's like, no, why? He's like, well, the Mexicans like to buy this and mix it with pineapple juice.
Because the cartels drink it with pineapple juice. They drink it like it's going out of style.
Like, what?
The cartels? Are there cartels in the
Well,
style?
No, but that's what they drink. So then everyone wants to emulate them. It's like rap.
Dave Chappie's joining us, and he said he felt like he was in Korea because his father was obsessed with MASH.
Obsessed with MASH.
Yeah. Hey, watch that fucker. He's driving real slow. He's driving a little slow, Scott. Watch him.
Yeah, drive-bys and shit out in the country, right?
Yeah, fuck that guy. Kentucky drive-by, that's what we call
it
here.
Everybody's going to talk to me. We never talk to anybody. No one ever comes around. But the moment I get on a fucking podcast, all the neighbors are going
to just want to horn in. You know, we're worldwide.
Bring them in. The more people that have stories, the better.
Yeah.
Like, if you can grab a random guy, like, grab a random person and say, hey, come here.
Tell the story. Well, this one time I was down in the creek and my sister's pants fell down and I just couldn't help myself.
Exactly. Congratulations, you're on my worst holiday.
Scott, do you want to hear my Barbie doll head story? Yeah. Do you want to hear my Barbie doll head story when I was a nurse?
Sure, yeah.
See, like we missed it. I got off track earlier.
Move forward.
But when I was a nurse, one of my doctor friends had a patient who had came in with abdominal pain. And they did an x-ray, and there were all these, like, kind of nondescript, like, circular shapes all throughout his colon.
Orbs?
Orbs in his colon.
He didn't admit to anything, but long story short, he liked swallowing Barbie doll heads because he liked how they felt when it came out, so he'd swallow one, like, one every hour. And so, yeah, apparently, at some point, he got worried about his bad habits and came to the emergency room and shared that with my friend. And that's a true story, my friend.
I just feel like there would be better ways to get that same feeling, like anal beads or something.
Well, it's not as bad as loading a shit mattress and dancing around.
I just picture him dancing around to wild horses.
There you go, girl. There you go.
Did he at least shave the hair off, or did he use that to help pull out?
This is a second-person story, but I trust this man that he is not lying to me. How could you make this shit up, number one? And number two, I would trust him with my actual life, because he was a smart doctor.
Stories you can't make up.
I believe him.
I'm going to go tell your daughter to hide her Barbie dolls.
Why would you make that up about yourself? That's fucking ridiculous.
Paul says, holy fuck, this is making my ass feel uncomfortable. Laugh out loud.
Well, apparently, Barbie hair makes your ass feel great.
You know, Paul.
I would guess it'd be like corn silk.
Don't knock it unless you fucking tried it, man. You know what? You can't be prejudiced here. Unless you've tried it, don't fucking knock it. That's all I'm saying.
How do you swallow a Barbie head is what I thought the whole time.
Well, swallowed a cock, but
That's how Mr. Holiday sucked his first cock.
That's how I sucked my first dick.
I can barely swallow a goddamn ibuprofen. I can only imagine a Barbie doll.
That's a choking hazard for sure. Yeah, anyways.
God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just got a new medication. That like that's biggest fucking horse like pill, to me. What's that? Say that again, Scott?
I would like to meet that guy, honestly. I'd like just shake his hand.
I would not shake his hand.
Why not?
Introduce him to the porn star industry.
You could promote him. Are you a porn star promoter as well?
No, we have actually had several porn stars approach us about representation for appearances at their conventions and stuff, but... I try to stay a little bit more family oriented.
If you need someone to handle that aspect of your business, I would volunteer.
We are available. That's all I'm saying.
I would love to learn under you and handle the porn star division.
Say you did get one that approaches you. You do have a format to where they could promote themselves.
Let me tell you, as an owner of art gallery, sex sells.
They're going to have to pay you for it because we're not going to pay you anything. We got nothing to pay you with.
I'm pretty sure we would pay him to represent the porn stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he would give us like Peter North.
As long as Jay.
I'd go see Peter North.
I would too.
As long as Jay keeps sending me random nudes, no payment needed.
Well, Jay will send you random nudes. That's all I'm saying.
Be careful what you ask for.
No payment needed. We're good.
Be careful what you ask for. I'll get all liquored up. Next thing you know, you got a dick in your email.
Just
know, Jay. Yeah, exactly.
I do share photos that are hilarious. So don't be shocked if it's put up on Facebook.
That's fair enough.
And if we have to send you a dick pic, we will, but it's pretty much Richard Gere.
Yeah. I always said I have a picture of Richard Nixon throwing the double P sign.
Yeah, a double P sign. There's your dick pic.
Yep, here's your dick pic.
Did you guys contribute to my dick show?
Huh?
We
I put a call of artists for men to send in me dick pics for my dick show.
Really?
Because I was going to have a slideshow of dick pics.
Really?
Oh, if I'd have,
and
no.
I only got like five. I thought, Jesus, I'm losing my magic.
I'll send you. Yeah. I'll send you.
Just next time, just direct message me.
It's nothing magnificent, but I'll show you a picture of my dog.
Send a message. I'll call a bunch of buddies in the army with. They'll send you tons.
Had I known you guys then, it would have been a better show.
Well, let's do a redo.
I don't know if I want to do that again.
Yeah. Here's Fun But Comfortable. That's my name. That's a...
stressful.
Let's see. Paul says, can I at least start with the G.I. Joe heads and work my way to the Barbie doll?
He is the greatest American hero.
Monster Melon coming out. Paul, you can start with whatever you want. If it's Monster High Girls, that's fine. G.I. Joe, that's fine, but it seems like a little too gay and sodom. You just, I don't know. But anyway.
Let's get back to Scott.
Okay, Scott, go ahead.
Gay is fine.
What fine military story?
I was going to ask, was Paul the one in the military?
Paul's in Australia.
That's Blake.
Yeah, Blake is in the military. Paul is in Australia holding down their defenses.
Do you want me to tell you a military story
yesterday? No, Paul's the tattoo artist.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, plays in a band.
Oh, Gilbertson.
Gilbertson, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I won't tell his story.
Exactly. We got a lot of people on Facebook Live, like, asking really questions and shit, so it gets a little confusing because, well, we're drunk.
Yeah.
I've seen your root beer, so I know you're kind of fucked up, too, there.
I'm fucking wasted. I try not to drink on the hydrocodone. They made me sick already.
Let me tell you, dude, when I needed back surgery,
you don't know how to party.
One hydrocodone, three beers was the recipe to like 5 hours of blissful sleep. Because when you need back surgery, 5 hours of sleep is awesome. Because you just don't get 5 hours straight.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, man, my second back surgery in 1 year, so...
How did you hurt it?
Exactly, so...
How'd you fuck yourself up?
I was with the 101st Airborne, and I was airborne and air assault qualified, so I sort of jacked myself up a little bit doing that.
Yeah.
Because who would ever thought jumping out of planes was a bad idea?
Huh. I certainly didn't.
Yeah.
I've never once, though, woke up and said, boy, I'd like to jump out of a plane today.
Exactly. Terra firma is too weak for me.
That's because you haven't found your cock yet. But that's
have you jumped out of a plane since you left the military?
What was that?
Have you jumped out of a plane since you left the military?
Yes, I have been skydiving. Yes, I have. Huh.
Really?
Then I guess I can't call you a pussy.
Exactly. Well, that fucks that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you.
Look at you. Yeah.
I can give you a whole other episode.
All I can say, Scott, is you're a prick because I can't make fun of you.
Those will.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll give you some. There's
you motherfucker for being a fucking stud.
This place is a mess out
there. Yeah, so that's how I did it. And then after I got out, I actually worked as a contractor on Fort Knox for Department of Public Works as an electrician. And I fucked myself up when I was pushing a lift one time.
Did you see our nation's goals?
And destroyed my L5S1. Disc.
Oh yeah?
I know this answer.
You worked at Fort Knox?
Yeah, so.
Did you see our nation's
gold? It was a fucking horrible time.
Did you see our nation's gold?
There's a big conspiracy theory about our nation's gold.
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
You didn't see the gold pile, did you? There's a big conspiracy theory about our nation's
gold not
being there. It's just an empty room.
It's there.
Did you see it?
He cannot confirm nor deny.
We all hope it's there.
If Scott says it's true, it's true to me.
I believe you, Scott.
Scott's an agent, so how can he be lying?
Yeah. Now, why would I ever lie about anything?
You don't have to.
No, I believe it's there.
You know what?
Honestly.
When you got, like, great stories and you've lived a great life, you don't have to fucking,
I'll be honest. Whenever we do a show and Scott's there, I just listen to him for like 12 hours a day. It's hilarious. Because he has pretty much just a running commentary the whole time, and it's awesome.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Like, I don't have enough light. Like, I can't see you back there, and I can't see...
Well, do you want me to scoot up again? I thought I was being intrusive.
No, scoot up.
You need more light? Here. You need some light?
Yeah.
No, I mean for us. Like.
Oh.
Bring out a goat. Bring us a goat.
I was trying to help. I was trying to project some towards you.
I just want to see a goat.
You're a helper.
if you bring out some goats, like, young girls are going to squeal.
So how did you meet a beautiful young lady from Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, interesting story. So after I hurt my back on Fort Knox, while pending surgery, I actually took savings with a friend, one of my best friends, who is now a complete and total douchebag, and he's dead to me.
That motherfucker.
And we opened up.
That's a shame.
We opened up a gun store.
You guys opened up a gun store.
We opened up a gun shop. Yeah, yeah. We opened up a gun store in Louisville, Kentucky, called Archell Tactical.
Was that Louisville or Louisville?
So Louisville.
Louisville or Louisville?
Don't be a goddamn savage. It's Louisville.
I call it Louisville.
Yeah.
I call it Louisville because I'm not a piece Louisville. Of shit and I know English.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you use like
the King's English
consonants and vowels?
Everybody else there is a fucking idiot.
I like the way you're leaning
right
here.
Opening a gun shop in Louisville is like opening up a liquor store in LaSalle. Success.
That's a sure bet, my friend. You're a good businessman.
Apparently that shit's going to work.
Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
She came in one day.
And you scored a check in Slovakia and right.
Gun one day.
Oh, my God.
Line. Okay, so you own a gun shop.
And came in to pick it up. One day.
She came in and get a gun?
That's all it takes.
She came in to get a gun?
That was it, man.
Really?
That was it.
That's like, so great. Oh, good for you.
Wait a second. What did she buy? Was it a P380 or a 25?
Yeah, what'd she buy?
9mm?
What was it? It was a Taurus 709 Slim 9mm.
Okay, 9mm. Okay, there you go. That's my girl. A Taurus 9mm.
Now, is it true?
You know what? It's an affordable but decent gun.
Is it true that she's a better shot than you?
Oh, she's absolutely a better shot than you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm fucking with you. Day. And you just said yes?
High five, checks the black and wife.
Yeah. No, man, she, So I took her to do some competition training one time to do some shooting down at
that's why we can't have things.
Knob Creek Gun Range. And
Knob Creek like the whiskey?
The competition course when we were training.
Like Knob Creek like the whiskey?
Yes, yeah.
Huh, whiskey and gun ranges. What could possibly
be? She fucking killed
you know
it,
what?
Man.
Whiskey and gun ranges, is there anything better? You know what? When I was young,
America.
My stepdad He had Field and Stream magazine. And the one thing that I remember was a Wild Turkey commercial out of this magazine. The only thing I remember out of all these magazines is it was a commercial of Wild Turkey, and it showed three guys walking off into the woods with a chainsaw.
Nice.
And that's Wild Turkey. You know what? Keep you warm.
Yeah, that's a bad fucking idea.
That's a bad fucking idea.
So she can go.
But in the 80s,
that was a great idea.
That was a great fucking idea, man.
So
it was okay to put cigarettes out on your kids in the 80s, too.
Exactly.
They rode in the front seat standing up.
Like how many birthday parties are there with, it shows the birthday cake and
somebody smoking.
The ashtrays and somebody smoking in the background.
So how'd she do on the competition gun range since?
Yeah. Tell us more about your wife. Bring her on.
Oh, she fucking killed it, man. I don't know if she will because she just got out of the shower. Hold on a second.
Perfect.
Definitely. Bring her on now.
So is she?
I bet she's beautiful.
Run, Scott. Run.
Is she ex-Czech military?
I see dead people.
I'm already in love with her.
I want to see a naked person.
I'm already in love with your wife.
Once again, be careful what you ask for.
Watch your ass.
Exactly.
Hey, babe. They want to see you. Oh, no. No one else can see you.
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
Dre J's on here.
I know we don't say names, but what's your name?
Hold on a second. Here you go. Here she is. Here's what? The love of my life.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Isn't she beautiful? She's gorgeous.
I told you she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
She's Czechoslovakian, the most beautiful people in the world.
Hello, you're beautiful.
Hi, pretty lady. How are you?
Thank you.
What's your name?
You're all drunk?
I'm started drinking, too.
Oh, she's drinking wine. Right on. So she'll fit right in. Here you go.
That's my girl.
Are you drinking Bodavishka?
She's going to take over for a minute.
Okay, absolutely.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you drinking Bodavishka?
No, I'm just drinking white wine.
White wine.
Okay.
You're a Chardonnay drunk girl. I do that sometimes. I like Chardonnay.
White wine's like water compared to Bodavishka.
My best friend is Czech ancestry.
She's the one who gave me the nickname Grey Jay. Despite that, I still love her.
And what's your name, pretty girl?
Susanna.
Oh, nice
Aren't
to meet you.
Aren't you lovely, Susanna? Thank you for joining us on My Worst Holiday.
That's her sixth bottle.
There he is. There's Scott.
Oh, Kitty.
Yep.
We're bringing the whole family in.
I love kitties.
So what we do here on my show.
Oh, it's our new kitty.
So Susanna, what we do here on my show is we talk about your funniest party or bachelor party, bachelorette party, funeral, or whatever
event.
Story is funny after, whatever event is funny after the fact.
Things you stick up your butt.
No,
that was earlier thing.
Part of it, exactly.
It is now.
It is
Barbie
now.
Barbie heads, believe it or not. Barbie heads.
What?
Yeah, you'll hear about it later.
So.
People stick Barbie heads in their butts?
I'll tell you later.
So, whatever. Just
subscribe.
I don't think I have anything quite as disturbing.
No, it doesn't have to be disturbing. It just has to be fun.
Talk about funerals.
No, you don't have to talk about a funeral.
Yeah, talk about the funeral.
All right, so here's the thing. My uncle, the hippie. My uncle the hippie would show up at a funeral or a wedding and cut off jean shorts, cut off jean vest, and a t-shirt. And usually on the back of the vest it said, VD is nothing to clap about.
Nice!
That's a fucking fact. That's a fucking fact.
I'm the aunt in that family, by the
that's
way.
That's a fucking fact. That actually happened. He also had a van. He had a van, and the spare tire cover said, if it has tits or tires, you've got problems. No exceptions.
That's true. I think that was an early...
What happened to that vest when he died?
Well, I think they wadded it up and they put
He's
it
dead?
In. They put it in with him.
Aww.
Yeah, he died. He was a... Yeah, he was my hero.
I would be clamoring to inherit that.
Oh, but he's a fucking hero of mine. Yeah, I couldn't wear it. Yeah, I can't wear it.
That makes me happy because I have lots of nieces and nephews. Mm. And I'm that person.
Mm. It's okay. I mean, if you ever bought anything at Goodwill, you are obviously wearing some dead man's jacket anyway.
I have. Yeah,
that creeps me out.
Goodwill, I have a Hanson concert t-shirt, and I have a Clay Aiken concert t-shirt. From Goodwill.
You know what I own from Goodwill? Nothing, because
well,
it's goddamn creepy.
The second one, there was a lot of gay sex in that one.
All I know is...
It probably died from anal bleeding.
All I know is when I'll
Barbie
like, wear
heads.
It in the winter, and I'll put like a flannel shirt over it, and I'll wait till like halfway through the party's over, and then I'll take my shirt off.
And then he and sits out a Barbie head.
And then I sit on a Barbie head.
And Barbie heads. You know? Susanna, get her glass of wine, for God's sakes. God knows I have my
pocket. Hey, my brother.
Ready.
My wife, Morgan, my beautiful wife, Morgan, is watching.
So behave.
Hi, Morgan.
No, not really.
Oh, hi, Morgan.
Morgan is the most edited person who's ever been on this show.
My wife, Morgan, is the funniest woman you'll ever meet
Why
in your life.
Why is she working this hour? Where is she working?
She's not.
She's
out
upstairs.
Partying.
Yeah.
Oh, good for Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she doesn't come
I love how she might have done a similar
She doesn't come on my worst holiday too much.
No, because we have to edit too much. Way too much work.
She is the funniest fucking woman I've ever met.
She's like, awesome, good.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Is she like
I'm
funny stressing. Ha-ha or like funny gay?
No, she's
no, funny
ha-ha. Funny,
ha-ha.
Yeah, yeah,
like
she's way
funny,
funnier than us.
Rock back and forth, holding your guts, funny.
I
yeah.
I don't understand what that means.
But the problem is she's uncensored. And
it's an old saying. Well, the old saying, how'd it go? I think is she back in the day when they say he's funny, like, oh, that guy over there is pretty funny. They're like, oh, is he funny, ha-ha, or, like, funny, queer?
No, my wife is the funniest like, person I've ever met.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, go on Facebook and go to Morgan Williams and add her to your Facebook page.
Yeah, she's funny. Way funnier than him.
Oh. Yeah, she's funnier than me.
Is she a comedian?
No.
She should be.
Is she corny?
Yeah, she's... She's tremendously funny.
My nephew is a comedian.
She's one of the few people that make me laugh
funny?
Out loud.
Does
yeah.
she sell puns?
And I've done stand-up.
Me and the rest of my family, and he's got a lot of
Not good stand-up, but I've done stand-up.
I have not.
What does she do any good puns ever?
Oh, she's very punny. Okay, all right, let me do one of her Facebook posts. She says, I'm really ashamed for what I did for a Klondike bar.
Awesome. I like her already. I wish she was here.
I want a Klondike bar.
I want a new friend. Tell her to call me.
That's my wife. That's what my wife
Morgan's
says.
Morgan's hilarious.
Does she hang around this area?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know her. She's been down to your place.
I'm always drunk at my shows. I don't remember anyone.
I can.
And my buddy Aaron Gutierrez.
I can confirm that.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
My brother, love you. You're my buddy. Love you.
Soul-sucking, those shows.
Your shows are great.
But awesome. Yeah, tell her to reintroduce herself, and I'll understand the whole.
Oh, she's the funniest bit. This is what my wife says. Like, she'll be in a bar if I'm not there, and a guy will be hitting on her, and she'll stand up, she'll walk away, and before she leaves the bar, she'll turn around the entire bar, and she says, "Everybody, I gotta go, blow my husband. Have a great night."
I love her already.
And walks out the door.
Oh, what a nice girl. That's you got a good excellent. One. Didn't
like a guy would be hitting on her, and she'll great. Let him. She'll let him like buy her beers and shit like that, you know. And then
hey, free before, drinks are free drinks.
And then awesome. Before she leaves, she turns around and she announces to the bar,
"Count your blessings."
The entire bar, "Good night, everybody. I gotta go home and blow my husband."
Count your blessings, my friend.
We were talking earlier about how you're a much better shot than me and how we met.
That's my line. Oh, go ahead. Susanna,
I'm not a better shot.
Mike, sure, Susanna. Go ahead.
Don't put Susanna on the spot.
She is. She's a better shot.
All
right. Yeah, Susanna will kill us. Don't put Susanna on the spot.
She's. Don't say the word Flugenschlagen. It's her Russian activation word, and Vladimir will give us a phone call.
No shit. So don't say Flugenschlagen.
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 That's
German. Well, it's German, so like our safe word during sex is also Flugenschlagen.
Is that right?
that's my grandfather's middle name.
And that's how we got a title for a podcast.
Don't say Flugenschlagen.
Nope, just Flugenschlagen.
Flugenschlagen, and just leave it.
Don't say Flugenschlagen, Barry. It's like Beetlejuice. You can't say it three times.
Flugenschlagen.
What does Flugenschlagen mean in German? You tell me.
Flugenschlagen is not an actual word in German. It's a stupid fuck from a stupid movie that had like Matt Franco and Vince Vaughn in it and somebody else.
Vince Vaughn and his weird finger.
It was from like this. Yeah. What?
His pinky finger sticks out sideways.
Is that Vince Vaughn?
Does
yes.
it?
I thought it was someone else has one
it's
like
Vince
that too.
Vince Vaughn. It's Vince Vaughn. I can't get past it. I'm sorry.
So in that movie, I can't remember what it's called. Like they go to Germany. No, it's not Eurotrip. But Matt Franco is Dave Franco's younger brother, and he plays a real good stupid stoner type of dude.
Yeah, I've seen
him. And they're
him.
Going over there for business, and they rent this car, and they.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think
GPS,
I've seen that.
And instead of getting it in English, he gets it in German, and all he keeps telling him is Flugenschlagen, and. No one knows what it means, and Dave Franco's like, "We know. I think it means, man. Like, just sit back and just have a good ride, man, and just relax and take a breath."
It never means that.
It never means that.
Next thing you know, they hit a fucking deer and they go into a ravine and almost die. So, yeah, Flugenschlagen.
You know, I ask a German guy, a guy who spoke German. I'm like, "What does Farfenugen mean?" And he's like. I
like
don't
good
know.
Friends or something about
I don't know.
I just want to know what
it's
the
like
beginning
is. It's like
a happy
about neighbor or good friends.
I just want to know what the beginning of the Def Leppard song means.
Because it's not like that's a countdown. Because it's not like an auto. Like, because auto is auto in German.
You
right.
know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything.
It's a fucking weird country. I'll tell you what.
Yes, it is.
They do have beer vending machines, though.
We'll do this podcast when I'm in Germany in December, and we'll just ask a random German person.
That's a great idea.
If you need a personal assistant, I can get a passport by then.
That's awesome. All right. So, hey, got another story? Line us up, brother. What do you got?
How about a military story?
Oh, God.
Get your wife on there. Get her a story.
Let's do a military story. You want to do a military story?
Yes.
Yeah, why'd she leave us? How come she's not telling us a story?
Susanna. She's doing dishes.
Susanna, tell us a story.
She's doing dishes now.
Well, come on, she can fucking do dishes and tell stories. Let's go outside. Oh, come on.
Let's see.
I want to hear about Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
Susanna's the best.
Slovakia, no, you don't.
Yes,
no, you
I
don't.
Do. There's, yes, I do.
They ate dogs and there were weird shit happened.
So did we in middle Illinois. We did.
And
that
they drink
too.
Budweiser.
Fucking giant sausages involved and extra toes and
I
it
just
was strange.
Love,
you don't want to go there.
I just love a giant sausage.
And that's how Mr. Holiday sucked his first cock.
You guys, you don't understand
that's
all the radiation in this area, do you? We have all of extra toes here.
What? Everyone?
Or like you're
gonna like Polish people up here?
Not me.
Belt.
Not me. I got 7.
All of us have tumors and extra toes because we're in the belt of Chicago industry.
I have superpowers.
When I worked in Ottawa, there was so much cancer. There was so much cancer.
There was so much cancer.
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 Do you,
it's not funny.
I think that's everywhere now.
Peg, do you remember Rape? The organization Rape? It was like radon. It was like a radon awareness group that because there was so much radon in the area.
Yes, it's everywhere. We all glow.
Yeah. So okay. So tell us a military story.
I'm pretty sure I have asbestos in my.
You glow.
In my insulation.
Let's hear a military story. Preferably you rushing a bunker and taking out a bunch of Germans.
I'm next time you're on this podcast, you should wear your uniform.
You know,
that's
I wish. I wish I was a badass like that. I honestly was just a fucking pogue.
If you wear a uniform,
let's
see.
It just means you have more time to get in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know if that thing even still fits. I've put on a 100
pounds. You can fit. You can squeeze in there.
Don't let him shit you. He's in great shape.
Susanna would like it tonight.
I'm getting back in the gym. Let's put it that way. So I think the funniest thing that ever happened in the military. God, man, it's a close tie. I've got 2 of them.
You can tell them both.
Well, you know, there's one I don't know if I can tell because he may get really fucking mad if he ever finds out I tell this.
Well, let's not use his name.
Don't tell him.
All right, so we're going to talk about Private King, okay? Private, I'm going to tell his fucking name because
shitbag. We'll call him Flugenschalagen.
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, so this is Private King.
Private
Pyle. We are all off duty. It's a Friday night. We go down to a town south of Camp Casey. It's called Bijambu. And the guy listening, I forget his name now, that was in second ID in Korea, he would probably know what Bijambu is.
Bijambu, that's from MASH.
Which is the capital. So that's where all the bars are at. Yeah. So it's right there where all the bars are at, and there's this like bar basically translates to like chameleon or green iguana or some fucking lizard, I don't remember.
I've been to a bar in Rockford named Iguana.
We're all drinking, we're all dancing, and so King is out there with this Korean girl, man, and he's just
romancing.
Going to town like he's dancing his fucking ass off, having a great time. Well, they start making out. We're like, fuck, hell yeah, we give him clapping off to the stud, slow clapping. And she just, like, reaches down in his fucking pants and starts jerking him off in the middle of the dance floor.
As one should.
Like, yeah. All right, go King.
You know what?
Yeah.
If you're going to put that advertisement
King,
out, then you
King
should have the balls to follow through.
There you go, girl.
King reciprocates, shoves his hands into her, up her, like, her little skirt thing, because they all wear skirts, basically.
Go King.
And King apparently shoves his hand up his skirt. And all movement from him stopped at that very moment. And King still had his hand under her skirt.
So he found the twiggin' berries.
He found a 4-inch clitoris.
He looked at us, and his eyes got fucking the size of goddamn saucers. And he looked back at her, and he just fucking puked all over the floor. And come to find out, he got a fucking hand full of cack.
Big
handful of cock and balls, man. And, so he left. He ran out. This is a Friday night. This is one of my soldiers, right? So we went out a team function where I could go with him. And he ran back, and we didn't see him until Monday morning at formation. And we've never let him live it down. Every time he sits behind us on Facebook or anything, I'm asking him if he can still smell that Korean dick on his hands.
Oh, no shit.
So
smells like kimchi.
So here's my story.
I bet you it was beautiful.
I'm at a place
very
called
smooth.
The Regulator in Macomb, Illinois. And this girl reaches down, swipes my cock. And
was it detachable?
No. No, she reaches down, she swipes my cock. She's got a skirt on. So I reach over a little bit later and I like swipe up, and I swipe up her skirt. And just kind of, and it was just like a quick thing, like both times around or whatever. We was just fucking around. And anyway, this guy's standing here. This guy is like passed out on this bar.
Kitty.
And he's like, there's a kitty. And anyway, kitty. He's like.
Love kitties.
And anyway, I start partying and everything. And I'm talking to this chick. Mm-hmm. And I start hitting on her. She goes, well, you know, my boyfriend's right here. And her boyfriend is like passed out in a pool of beer on a pub table. And I'm like, I grab him by his head. And I hold him up and I go, this guy? She goes like, yeah, that guy. And I'm like, I don't think he's doing too good. And I start shaking him back and forth, and I let go. His head just flops back down on the table. You know? And so, I'm like, I don't think he's doing real well. And I just let him go, and he, bam, again, flops down on the table. And so, we're just partying and everything, and I'm not paying attention. I'm like, I'm done fucking with the chick, because she's a fucking idiot.
Tell me so, about her balls.
So anyway, all of a sudden, I smell this rancid pussy. I just smell something like really nasty. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I look around, and I'm like, whoa, why? This is nasty. And then again, I like rub my nose.
Wait, where are you at again?
At the Regulator in Macomb, Illinois.
Oh, I thought you were in some part of Southeast Asia, which they eat a lot of weird fish dishes.
And anyway, I'm like, and again, I turn around, I'm like, who the fuck stinks? who the fuck stinks? So, anyway, the night goes on, and all the time, like the whole time we're there for like 3 hours. And every time, I rub my nose, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck stinks?
Dang.
So, like, after, like, 3 hours, we're on our way home. And I'm like, somebody's pussy was really fucking bad there. And I don't know who it is. It was nasty. And then on the way home, I'm like, I rub my nose again. I'm like, oh, God.
Hey, will you finish that for me, Peg?
I will.
So it was
what's Bruce doing?
It was the chick I knew that I did the swipe on, and it was like one single swipe. It was one single swipe. Like that was so fucking nasty.
Three hours later,
like I rubbed my nose.
So
and
what
I'm like,
you're saying is you're the one that smelled like bad pussy.
No, no, her pussy.
It was your hand. It was my hand
the whole time.
Well.
And I thought it was that fucking nasty bitch, and I like grabbed her boyfriend's head and like whatever. But anyway, yeah. So I'm like every time I rub my nose, I'd be like, who the fuck's pussy smelling around?
I've had an experience like that.
Yeah.
But sadly I touched my steering wheel.
Oh no.
Yeah, so every time I get my car luckily this was in like July.
Jesus Christ.
So it's turned hot, and so you got to smell that for like a month and a half. Good times.
Oh, that's bad. Aww. That's bad. Yeah.
You want me to get going on you guys' balls? Because I can.
Okay, go ahead.
I like the powder
fucking
mine.
Fucking gross. Okay. They look gross. They smell gross. They are gross.
Mine smell like Shaq.
Well,
period.
Pussies, if they're not clean, it's twice as bad.
You know what? Babies come out of that. It's a fucking miracle.
I don't care about it if it smells nasty.
If those were pussies, our entire race would die.
My balls smell like Shaq because
pussies
I use Gold Bond.
You know, like dried apricots and fucking flowers.
You know what I really want to see? Is a real pussy race.
I could probably schedule that in my gallery. That's the kind of stuff I do.
And that's how you got the next title to your shows.
It's a pussy race.
You know what? Gender is a strange thing, but yeah, it's all bad all around. Right. All bad all around.
Well,
everybody.
Scott, hey, we're going on an hour, buddy, and I thank you so much for coming on. And hey, I'm serious. If you ever have a story, if you ever want to tell another story, I hope you had a good time on My Worst Holiday, and if you can ever come on again, I tell you what, I'm going to give you the platform, take a couple minutes, and I want you to promote yourself, tell me where you're going to be, tell me what shows you have, And, go.
He is now.
It's all on you.
Well, I appreciate the time. I had a great time. Jay, thanks for inviting me. So, at the end of this month, I'm going to be at Duke City Comic Con in New Mexico.
Yay.
And then we're going to follow up with that at Salt City Comic Con in Syracuse with Gold Dust.
Hold on, stop for a second. Stop for
from Black Panther.
Stop for a second.
Black Panther.
Stop for a second.
Shut up.
Hold on. Okay.
Apparently, Peg's a fan.
Yeah, the connection is
good. Black Panther.
The connection is good again. The connection was really sucky there when he was promoting yourself. Go ahead and go from, was it Las Vegas or where was it?
No, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Syracuse.
Okay, start again.
So I'll be at Duke City, New Mexico. Then we're heading to Salt City Comic Con in Syracuse with Gold Dust and Janisha Adams-Ginyard from the new movie Black Panther, the Super Troopers, and Jason Darby from Power Rangers. Then we're in Estes Park, Colorado. Then where are we next? Let's see, we're in Dublin Comic Con in Ireland. We're also in Ecuador.
Oh.
No shit.
Ecuador.
Yeah, then we're in Mississippi, then we're in Santa Clara, California.
Ecuador to Mississippi.
Then we're in St. Augustine, Florida, then we're in Port St. Lucie, Florida with Super Troopers again. Then we're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, then we're in Alamo City, which is in San Antonio, Texas. Then we're in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Then we're in Bangor, Maine. Then I'm in Dortmund, Germany. So, yeah. Yeah.
Leonard
Skinner.
Oh, we've
got the Netherlands, and we've got Munich as well.
No shit.
Munich!
I told you he's a baller.
Scott!
Yeah.
High five, Scott.
No shit. Hey, I can't thank you enough for coming on my worst holiday. And anytime you want to come on, you're more than welcome. You are absolutely more than welcome. You're fantastic.
Dude, I'll be on as soon as you all need another guest. Let me know. I'll bring some better stories.
The Illinois Valley is absolutely in love with you now.
Absolutely.
We were already in love with you, Scott, because you're dreamy.
We are My Worst Holiday from My Worst Holiday. You can find us at myworstholiday.com. You can find us at, go ahead, Jay.
I don't know, My Worst Holiday Gmail?
Yeah, Gmail.
Send boob pictures.
Send boob pictures, that's right. We are on Stitcher. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on
iTunes.
WhiteTrashArt.com.
iTunes.
White Trash.
White Trash Art.
White Trash Art. There it is. and from a room next to my bathroom in my basement,
say
this
bye.
Has been
bye.
My Mom.